Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jujunyo Mehta with the evening news. First day headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next gen GST to change nation's growth story. Nagaland University ranked number one government university in India with highest patents. Nagaland government awaiting central funds for second phase of scholarships. And Minister Temujin Imna Along appeals for sensitivity after Naga students' remark on Zubin Garg sparks backlash. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will come into force from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said GST Bachat Utsav will begin from tomorrow and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and highlighted that every state will be an equal partner in the journey of the nation's development.
जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे। हमारे देश के गरीब मध्यम वर्गीय लोग न्यू मिडिल क्लास युवा किसान महिलाएं दुकानदार व्यापारी उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा।
The Prime Minister expressed happiness that in the last 12 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Mr. Modi also made a strong push for manufacturing quality products in India. Nagaland University has been ranked the top government university in India for the highest number of patents granted in the last 3 years, securing 97 patents, according to a news report. In a social media post, Chief Minister Nipu Ryo said this achievement reflects the hard work and dedication of the university's faculty, researchers and students. Mr. Ryo commended them for this remarkable mark of institutional excellence. Minister of Higher Education Temujin Imna Along has assured the student community that the second phase of the post-matric scholarship will be released without a delay once the central share is received from the Tribal Affairs Ministry. Acknowledging concerns of students, he said the Higher Education Department is actively pursuing the release of the remaining funds. He informed that the last correspondence from the ministry was on 15th of this month requesting the statement of expenditure and projected requirements for the year 2024-2025. Mr. Along said the department has already submitted the necessary documents. The minister expressed optimism that the central share will be released very soon.
I'm sure that the central share will be released to the state very soon. And once it is released to the state, we will make sure that within no time it will be dispersed to the remaining students who have not received their post-matric scholarship.
In a move to streamline scholarship management, the Nagaland government has initiated the process of establishing a nodal cell for scholarships under the Higher Education Department. Minister Temujin Imna Along revealed that the necessary formalities and procedures are currently underway and a nodal cell will be established soon.
Formalities and procedures are going on. I'm sure that very soon the nodal cell for the scholarship will be established under the Higher Education Department and proper linkages will be done with the rest of the departments that give scholarship to the students of Nagaland.
The minister also assured that he will personally oversee the progress and ensure that the work is completed promptly. Today is International Day of Peace. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipu Ryo reaffirmed the state's shared responsibility to create a more peaceful world. Mr. Ryo expressed hope that the day would inspire all to strengthen harmony, justice and reconciliation within our own land and beyond. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also urged all citizens to renew their shared commitment to dialogue, compassion and cooperation. He emphasized that each individual has a role to play, whether through small acts of kindness in communities or through collective efforts that unite nations. Mr. Patton noted that our children deserve a future shaped by understanding rather than conflict and by hope rather than fear. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Tensions erupted at Assam Kaziranga University following controversial remarks made by a Naga student about the late Assamese singer Zubin Garg. The incident occurred last evening when Liseri S. Sangtam, a BTech civil engineering student, made comments that were perceived as offensive by several Assamese students. His remarks quickly circulated on social media, leading to widespread outrage. According to the incident report, a group of students and outside outsiders forcibly entered the campus and attempted to create unrest at a hostel where the student resides. The situation was promptly brought under control by police and district officials. The student has since issued a public apology. As a precautionary measure, additional police personnel have been deployed on the university and hostel premises to prevent any further incidents. In response to the incident, Nagaland's Minister of Higher Education, Temjen Imnaalong, has appealed to Naga students to exercise restraint on digital platforms and remain respectful of sentiments of people around them. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, Mr. Along said the government of Nagaland is in close contact with its counterpart in Assam and has assured the safety and security of Naga students. The situation is under control, he said, adding that the student is safe and will be handed over to his family members. Reiterating his call for calm, Mr. Along urged Naga students to refrain from emotional outbursts online, especially during this period of mourning.
I also appeal on behalf of the government of the day that our students in Kaziranga University especially should refrain from any kind of emotional outbursts in social media or digital platforms, because now is the time when a lot of people are mourning in the untimely death and passing away of our late Zubin Gargi. We should also be sensitive wherever we are to the issues and the sentiments of the people around.
The minister expressed hope that no further untoward incidents will occur. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has led the UPI revolution, making digital payments seamless, secure and accessible for all.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed a profound transformation driven by technology. At the heart of this transformation is UPI, the Unified Payments Interface. Launched in 2016 by the National Payments Corporation of India, UPI has revolutionized the nation's payment ecosystem by integrating multiple bank accounts into a single mobile application. In his Independence Day address this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about the power of UPI.
UPI ka hamara platform aaj duniya ko ajoba kar raha hai. Hamare mein samarth hai. Real time transaction mein 50% akela Bharat UPI ke madhyam se karta hai.
In August 2025 alone, UPI has crossed 20 billion transactions. Currently, UPI is operational in countries including UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France, and Mauritius. By offering a seamless, secure, an accessible platform for both individuals and businesses, UPI has played a pivotal role in promoting financial inclusion and accelerating the nation's shift towards a cashless economy.
The GST Council on the 3rd of this month announced a series of next-generation GST reforms, providing big relief to the citizens through significant tax reduction on automobiles. Two-wheeler, bikes and small cars now will be taxed at 18% from the earlier 28%. Meanwhile, 40% tax will be levied on large cars and cess on these vehicles has been eliminated. This move will reduce the effective tax on large cars, making them more affordable for the buyers. Further, GST cuts will also encourage the replacement of old vehicles with newer ones, supporting a cleaner environment. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST to change nation's growth story. Nagaland University ranked number one government university in India with highest patents. Nagaland government awaiting central funds for second phase of scholarships. And Minister Temjen Imnaalong appeals for sensitivity after Naga students' remark on Zubin Garg sparks backlash. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.